Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when we think of Oregon, we think of Pinot Noir, which is natural because they hit such a great home run with it. They've also fooled around with some white wines. Chardonnay, they've...
That's probably been the most
planted.
One you see the most.
Yeah, but where I think their real success is has been with Pinot Gris. And I've been very impressed with the Pinot Gris. You've had a chance to try some. I'm eager to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, you know, Pinot Gris is sort of an emerging grape in the United States. And by that I mean that it is a wine that is still trying to sort of get defined, sort of like Zinfandel has for years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, Italian Pinot Grigio, which is the same grape, is harvested early to maintain a certain fresh, light style. And in Alsace, the other great Pinot Gris region, is much more full-bodied and spicy. And in the U.S., the wines tend to be lower in acidity, higher in alcohol, with a sleek, almost oily texture, and flavors ranging from melon to tropical fruit. It's also sometimes oak barrel age, which I'm not a real fan of,
making a
baby Chardonnay. But many feel that Oregon is the best place to produce Pinot Gris in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I have chosen three that come from the Willamette Valley, which is also, interestingly enough, known for hop production. Anyway, first I tried the 2023 Oregon Pinot Gris, simply labeled Chemistry. This is sort of a second label project for the Chehalem Winery.
Oh, our old friends.
That's right, one of Oregon's oldest and most prestigious producers. Pale gold, the wine shows aromas of apple, lemon, and pear over a straightforward, fresh palate with notes of peach and a lingering crisp acidity. This wine is fruit-forward and fun, and at $12.99, it's a steal.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I thought a really good price. Next was a wine called Pike Road 2024 Pinot Gris from the Willamette Valley.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit here is sourced, among other things, from 20 different small family-owned vineyards throughout the northern Willamette Valley. See, part of the theme for this particular company is to support small farmers as well as using their own wholly sourced, wholly owned vineyards. This also is a second label from Elk Cove Vineyards. Pike Road wines were developed to produce high-quality, more affordable wines from the Willamette Valley, and they have succeeded. For $17.99, you get aromas of pear and lemon, touch of ginger spice, and notes of peach. Very pleasant and refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Last was the well-known and highly respected property, King Estate, and this is their 2023 Willamette Valley Pinot Gris. They were one of the earliest producers of Pinot Gris in Oregon, beginning about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The wine is a classic. Pear, lime, floral aromas follow on the palate with additional peach tones and a pleasing, subtle spiciness. The rounded fruit is supported by bright, fresh acidity and a long, lingering finish. This property was founded in 1991 by the King family, and the property is now the largest. Didn't know this.
Yeah.
The largest biodynamic certified vineyard in North America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that I didn't know. I know they were a great big property.
Well, that's kind of a big deal. So
yeah.
They also feature several different labels showcasing fruit from a variety of Pacific Northwest sources, Washington State, etc. At $18.99, the King Estate 2023 Willamette Pinot Gris is a huge value and, not surprisingly, is my wine of the week.
That just sounds fantastic. And all three of these were great values.
Yes, they are.
Very cool. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morkin for 88.1 WIPR.